I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Seven Christians have been arrested in Yemen. Their future is uncertain. International Christian Concerns Darara Gubo says these men are Muslim background believers and they face torture and even death. Their crime? Gubo says
the authorities allege the arrested Christians were, in their own word, promoting Christianity. One of the things they said is that they were distributing Bibles to non-Christians.
ICC is asking you to pray for strength and courage for these men and that they'll be released quickly. Next, what happens in the wake of a huge natural disaster after the relief groups go home? We spoke with Nathan McLaughlin of Farms International about the economic vacuum left behind. He says many local businesses collapse, competing with free relief and need help restarting. With the dollar falling, it's hurting both in ministry and in business restoration.
The poverty is really accentuated there, and the challenge for the churches and the Christians in those areas is really extreme, but it's also a great opportunity to spread the gospel, because a lot of these groups that we work with overseas are able to get aid and help out directly.
And a young Armenian boy came to Christ last year when a team from a local church came to his orphanage. Just the night before, Armen had decided to kill himself because he thought he was useless and nobody loved him. After he read the Book of Hope, he became one of 1,200 Armenian children who committed their lives to Christ last year through the Book of Hope. For just 33 cents, you can send a Book of Hope to children like Armen. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.